Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Pei Hei. Menachas Daf Pei Hei, as we continue our discussions of rules and regulations of Menachos. And we started yesterday the parak of, Kol Karbonas Sibur VaYachid. We spoke about rules, when do they come from Eretz Yisrael, what comes from Chutz Laretz, and we continue with other rules today. So we are on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amid Beis. And we will start with Tani Chada. Tani Chada, five lines up, but first one Ha'ara. And that is, yesterday we said that there was Machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we knew the reason for Reish Lakish, but what was the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Elazar said that Rabbi Yochanan was, if you remember on the sixth wide line, Chazoi B'chalom Milsa Ma'al Yisa Amina. So first of all, where do you put the comma in that phrase? So if you look in the Rashi seems to say there, Rabbi Yochanan told him the answer. So you must read it as Chazoi bechalom, I saw in a dream Milsa Ma'al Yisa, a good thing. Amina, I'm going to tell it over to you. In the Ksav Yad, where he quotes the idea of a ninth parak in Brachos type of idea, and that is, it was just a good omen. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan told him an answer, but he saw Rabbi Yochanan, and it must be, oh, it's a good sim that I'm going to say something, said he can put the comma earlier. I saw him in a dream. So I'm going to say something good. Because that was the simon. So how you read it is depends on what the pshat is. One of my talmidim asked me recently, why aren't there nekudos in the Gemara? Why the nekudos in the Gemara? So I said, well, that leaves it open for many different interpretations. Sometimes there's something you might think it's a question, and really it's an answer. And where do you put the commas? This is a perfect example. You don't know where to put it, so that's dafka why. The Radvaz has a tshuva about this. Should have brought it. The Radvaz has a tshuva about this. That's why they're known as in the Sefer Torah. Because it leaves open Shivim Panama Torah. So many interpretations, how you kri and ksiv, and so many ways to understand things. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it that way. But this relates to the major sugya of learning halachas from dreams. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Somebody has a dream that his father tells him there's money over there underneath the ground in the southeast corner of the backyard, and it's Maaser Sheni money, or it's money that belongs to Reuven. So he's allowed to go there, take the money, and keep it. Because we assume there's always some sheker in a dream, and it was a good chance, right? So we allow you to keep the money there. In general, we don't paskin from dreams. The Ran on that Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, whenever you have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, you always got to look at the Chidushi Ran. So the Ran there says, V'im tomar v'chi adiv chalom, what the Havamina asked the Ran, v'chi adiv chalom me'ed echad, di'amrina shal ma'iser sheni b'bayis lo maklum. But Eid Echad is not going to be Motzi Mamon. So why would we have thought that a dream is any better? So Yesh Lomar Itzrich. No, you still need it. Why? Sal Kedaita Chamina Chalom Adif Shehu Echad Mishishim B'Nevua. You might have thought, says the Ran, that a dream is 1/60th of Nevuah. So therefore, you might say that you might have believed it. Kamash Balan, the Afilo Hachi, Divrei Chalomos, Lomalam Lomoridin, Laser Lomamono, V'Yafal Pishish Raglayim Ladover Dekushta Kamar. Even though, you know, if he told you it was there, isn't there like an assumption? They're probably telling the truth in the other half too. Doesn't matter. Afilo Hachi Lo Mahanu Achalomos Laser. And that's what he says. By the way, on the footnote, he says, Brian, you might have thought it's Nevuah. He says, Nevuah wouldn't have worked either. So he's the footnote says, Tzarechi, and Dafil Navi Ba'atzmein, and Neman Yosem Eid Echad. Rei Kovet Shiurim, Ba'vasra. When Eliyo comes, what do you mean? Achi Yavo Eliyo. Teku, all the Tekus. Is that because Eliyo and Avi is going to be more believed than anyone else? He's also an Eid Echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu is also an Eid Echad. Right? So what does that mean? Or is it going to be that he's going to be Megala? And he's going to be trusted more, right? He's going to be Megala something, and not just, because we know an Eid Echad can be Megala Emes. He can't paskin, but he could say, like, if somebody ate a piece of meat and you're not sure what it was, so the Eid Echad could say that it was treif. And then the guy will get Malkus for it, if he did it b'mezen. Because he could clear up Sveikus. He can't testify about actions, but he could clear up Sveikus. Anyway, that's the Ran. So the Ran says, the Havamina is that I would have believed the dream because it's 1/60th of Nevuah. Kamashla, you don't say that. And then he quotes a Machlokas Rishonim, the Kivan Shekain, Mashmali Meha, Demisha Nader Bachalom. Let's say in a dream I made a neder to give a certain amount of stucca to an institution. I made a neder that I'm never going to eat a hamburger. If you make a neder in a dream, says the Ran, ain't Sarah Heter. You don't have to be matir. The different chalomos, lomalam, lomoridim, lesser, or mutter. Just like here, if it's, you don't have to trust that it's meiser sheni, so do if you're, if you make a neder in a dream, so one does not have to, need, the one does not need a Torah for that. Even though the opposite, afagav dinidu bachalom, let's say somebody has a dream that he was excommunicated. So that sarach heter. Why? Because the Gemara says in Adarim, because maybe minashamaya niduhu. Maybe they're trying to give you a message in Shemayim. Av l'neder, l'indor, d'havi isura, d'ivrei chalom slomal av l'moridin. He says, and even though my Rebbe, the Rashba, says you need a heter for starting to make a heter b'chalom, this is what I think. This is what I think, an important shita of the Chiddushi Aran there in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed. Again, part of the issue of relying on dreams. There are some examples throughout the world of halacha of poskim relying on dreams. There's like Os Hashri and Avodah Zarah, which we have mentioned. Quotes Ar Zarua. I'll read it to you from the source. The Ar Zarua says, I think I brought it here. The Ar Zarua says that he was once, here it is, in Chelek Beis Simin Reish. Ani amachaber shamati b'pi hakadosh b'yuda achas tzatzal shere blashen hazeh shekomi sheyochal balbuta lo yiske lechol of yasan. Whoever eats the balbuta fish, in the Haggadah Shri, it's the barbuta fish with a resh instead of a lamed. It says you're not going to eat the levyasan. Ulamaisa shenishal v'amar v'chet shemati ala emes. Remeinu Ephraim mi Regensburg pamachas hiterosam. He matured the balbuta fish. Ubo balayla heviu lefana b'chalom ka'ara malaya shrutzim la'achlam. And that night in a dream, he was in a restaurant and they brought him a whole plate of shrutzim to eat. Whole plate of insects. V'kos ala mevi. And he got angry at the waiter. V'yamer lo, lo amatok ha'ois. The waiter says to him, what are you angry about? V'alo atov u'amatir. You're the one that's being matir. That was his dream. V'kos al balachalom shekach ha'marlo. And he gets all angry. What are you talking about? And then he wakes up in a sweat. U'mitoch kach hikitz. V'nizkar sheheter balbuta bovayom. Miyad amad mimitaso. V'shiber kol akderis v'karo sheachlu behem. And he broke all of his kelim and he ushered it. So he changed his psak based on the dream. Pasha, so is that appropriate? Okay, he's being macher. What if it was the other way? Being makel? What if he had a dream, he was asur something, and then the waiter came, he was about to eat, and the waiter came and took away his food? Right? What if you allowed him to do it the other way? He was just overprotecting here? That's a huge sugya about paskening from a dream. The Rebbe Behuda cannot believe that this is true. He cannot believe that this is what happened to Rabbeinu Ephraim here in the Tshuva. Im hayim misamis Rabbeinu Ephraim b'sheish lo dog zeh kashkashim k'moshin es amis adavar lo balei atosus hayal tola pitron chalomo al yinacher. He must have been misupik and he was note. He wasn't sure. So he was note one way and then the dream he took the other way. But if he was mamish sure that it was kosher, how could you change your psak, says another Behuda. And he wouldn't have changed his psak. That is the issue about dreams. Again, this relates to the larger issue of taking other simanim in Hashemayim. Right, taking the Chassam Sofer story that we like to mention about Hipaskin that less than six hours Shenas Keva takes the place of 6 hours. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't have 6 hours, you can still have your cup of coffee. And one morning he poured his cup of coffee the next day after he made this psak and he was about to drink it and he spilled it all over himself. So he said, oh, it must be a simin that I was wrong. So these types of stories, we've quoted from the Gra, you know, how do you take these stories? Even the Gemara Bamitzia, which talks about Lo Bashamayim he. So that is a big discussion of all of these types of simanim min hashamayim. Or maybe it all starts with the Urim Tumim. That's also a simanim min hashamayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to use this one. So maybe that one is different. And also, it also takes some hishtablus on our part. According to that Ramban and Tetzaveh, it's just that the letters light up, but it's not that they are formulated in a way that we know the answer. So there might be some human initiative also in the Urim Tumim. Again, these are all, we could have a shiur in it one time, all related to different divine interventions and relating to human autonomy. So that's the issue. Part of that is dreams. Okay, so that relates to that one line of the Gemara. The Rabbi Yochanan appeared to him in a dream. Vayter, Tani Chada, 5 lines from the bottom. So we just had a machlokas, if you remember, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether there's a chiyah bikurim from inferior types of fruit, and if you bring those inferior types of fruit, is there kedushas bikurim? I'm calling that Kedushas Bikurim. I didn't get into it yesterday, but Bikurim itself is a question whether it's more in the world of Matnas Kahuna or more in the world of Kachim. Just like we discussed a few weeks ago by the Lach Metoda, Lach Metoda is brought with the carbon, but it's some of it goes to the Kohen. The Lach Metoda goes to the Kohen, those four loaves. So here you have a similar question about Bikurim. You have to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So is Bikurim more in the world of Zraim or more in the world of Kachim? It's in Seder Zraim, but that's a Shaila. So here, the question is, does Bikurim get its status if it's inferior type of fruit? Rabbi Yochanan says no, and Reish Lakish says yes. So, relating to that, Tani Chada, Shebegag, Veshebechur, Veshebeatz, Veshebesvina, maybe Vekore, if somebody brings fruit of Bikurim from all of these places, which pashtus are inferior places, they're growing on the dirt on my roof, or in a churva, which is has shade, and it's not growing well, or it's in a flower pot, or it's on a boat, maybe the kore. So you bring and you do the kriyas apsukim. V'tanya yidach maybe veinu kore. Another brayso says you don't. So how do you answer this? Avishlam the Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who says that if you bring inferior types, you still b'di'eved, even if you don't have a chiyuv, you still make maybe the kore that does have kedushas bikurim. So then you have no problem with all these two brayses. Why? Gag agag lo kasha kan begag de ma'ara kan begag de bias. Once the roof of your house, which is inferior, it's not connected to the ground at all, once the roof of a cave. The roof of a cave could be on the ground. Just the cave is underneath. So once inferior, once superior. So in that case, we say that in both cases, you're maybe. Just one case, you're not kore. But they both have kedushas bikurim, so that's how Reish Lakish answers the stira. Or churva churva lokasha, also by the dilapidated areas. Churva churva, kaba churva avuda, kaba churva shein avuda. Once talking about a churva avuda, an avuda that's worked, that's cultivated, the land is good, even though it's in a churva, and one is not. So again, there you can answer. Atziz lokasha, kaba nekuva, kaba shein nekuva. By atzisim, right, the flower pots, one has a hole in it, one doesn't have a hole in it. The one that has a hole in it is mamish like the ground, so it's considered maybe vikore, and then the one who doesn't, it's inferior. So, most misses are chuyavas vidrabanan, but you can say maybe v'eino kore. Svina, svina lokasha, and also by the boats. No problem. Kampa svina shal eitz, kampa svina shal cheres. One's talking about a wooden boat, one's talking about an earthenware boat on the floor. So, which is which? Rashi says that, earthenware boat is like the dirt. So maybe vikore in that case. There's no separation. If you have an earthenware boat that's sitting on the ground, so then maybe vikore, mashenke when it comes to a wooden boat. So what do you see in all these cases? Reish Lakish can answer the stira, because Reish Lakish holds that even inferior type of fruit that's brought for Bikurim still has a certain status of Bikurim. That's the brisa of Mevi Ve'eno Kore, while the other brisa is talking about superior type of fruit, that's Mevi Ve'kore. So according to Reish Lakish, you can answer all the stiras. Ella le Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says inferior doesn't have any Kedusha, Kasha, what do you do with the Brisa that says that these two Brises, even if you want to interpret one as inferior, what do you do with the other one? So Tanayi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanam and Rabbi Yochanan holds like the following opinion. Tanya, Shebegag v'shebechorva, maybe v'kore. If it comes from a roof or from the chorva, you're maybe vikore. These are talking about, according to Rabbi Yochanan, superior situations, meaning the gag of a ma'ara and a chorva that is avuda, that is worked. Sheba atis v'sheba svina eno maybe kolikur. And how would we translate these? That's the atis. Even if it's, well, for sure if it's enonakuv, and the svina doesn't matter, but it'd be talking about inferior types of Bikurim, and therefore one would not be able to bring it, and one would not be able to imbue it with Kedushas Bikurim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That's what the Rashi says on top in the second Rashi, Tanoihi, Di'ika Tana De'amar, Sheva Atas V'Sheva Svina, Eino Mevi. Right? There is that Mandama right here, V'Hu Adim L'Tzmarim Sheva Harim V'Sheva Amakim, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Ki'ai Tana. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amaram about these issues. Good. And they only come min ha-muvchar. They only come, right, this is what the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said yesterday, that we quoted from Maseches Bikurim, right, the bottom of the previous Amud, Pedalam Aleph, going over to Pedalam Beis. It only comes from the Shivas Haminim, and it only comes from the Tzmarim, and you have to bring it, it only comes min ha-muvchar. I'm sorry, this is going back on the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Right, right, that's the Omer comes from the Muvchar, and the Mishnah went in to say, where is the Muvchar from? So he said it's from Michmas and Zatcha, is alfol solas. That's what we said. And then Shniela is Afarayim Bevika. So let's, we're going to focus on that second city. The second one is Afarayim. That's where the great solas comes from. So Amri Le, we'll know this from Rashi in Shmos. Amri Le Yochana Umamra Lamoshe. The two chief sorcerers in Egypt were named Yochana and Mamra. Yochana sounds like Yochanan. Egyptian sorcerers. They said to Moshe, Temenat Amachas Afarayim, when he started doing the magic, started doing the signs, he says, you're bringing flour to Afarayim. I mean, that's the mushel they're giving. We have plenty of flour. What are you bringing flour for? We have plenty of magic. You're trying to do magic here? We're the magic capital of the world. Moshe, what are you doing? Amr Lahu. So he answers them, Amri Inshi, Masa Yarka, Yarka Shkol. To a city where they sell vegetables, bring your vegetables. Meaning, because everybody's going to go there for vegetables. So you should go there because people are going to want to buy it and you're going to get a good price. Okay, two important points related to this last two lines. This is our Agadah of the day. Says the Ber Yosef, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year. Says the Ber Yosef, so what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message of starting to do magic? Okay, you want to say this was real magic and they were just doing sleight of hand, but from their point of view, it was the same thing. Or furthermore, how did it all start? But the Ber Yosef, Yosef Misalan says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to change the mateh into a nachash v'chulu, and they all changed their matas into nachashim. So why dafka that sign? So says the Ber Yosef, beautiful, that really it wasn't stam a sign that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have picked any magic. But really, what was it? It was, we know the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says that the Jews in Bris Ben Ebesorim were already condemned to be in Eretz Lo Lahem. It was already supposed to be that way. So the Rambam asked the Fakasha of, why were the Mitzrayim punished? Why the Mitzrayim of Adon Anochi? Why were they punished? That's the Machloket. The Ramban talks about this. The Rambam talks about this. So one answer given is that they each could have said, the Rambam says this sheet, that they each could have said, I'm not going to torture the Jews. I'll let the other Egyptians torture the Jews. So that's why every Egyptian that tortured the Jews is going to be punished. That's the Rambam. Ask the Ramban, what do you mean? If God tells you to do something, you should say, oh, let him do it? No! You should do it and you should want to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises this is going to happen. So the Ramban gives the other pshat. The Ramban says that, no, they went above and beyond. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to subjugate them, and they tortured them, and they killed them. That's the Ramban. So really, they should have been, they could have been just God's tools in history. But they weren't. They took the law into their own hands. They did a lot by themselves. That's the message of this sign. If you were just a mateh, a staff of God, which is exactly what I wanted you to be, the mateh Elokim, that would be fine. But what did Moshe do to them? He changed the mateh into the nachash. Because, as if to say, you aren't a mateh. You had your own mind, right? You were the nachash. You subjugated them above and beyond more than what you were supposed to do. And that's right. They say Tevanat Maybe Lafarayim, which is the place where they got solas from. You're bringing it to this place. Moshe's like, no. Moshe's like, this is a specific sign that I'm giving from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lefizem Shalohayim Mitzriyim Mosifim Lahara Lishoki Magzira Lavad As Lohayin Enoshim. They wouldn't have been punished. Lahoros Shehema Yitzrichim Lios Rakpi Bechina Mate Elokim Lahakos Kefisha Yakem Makem Bemate Bechadosh Baruch Hu Shamate Ina Mosif Me Atzmo Behako Yosemi Kavanis Verasana Makeba Ulam Him Nasu Bechinas Nachash Ubach Ziriusam Verishas Libam Mosifu Lahara Lahem. Unbelievable. If you think about that, the creativity of this thought. Right, I mentioned every time I mention this. That Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he used to listen to his drushes, you have to write your drushes down. You write that in the Hakdam of the Ber Yosef. But this is godless. This is godless. That's what he quotes the Gemara in Erechin. Where lost in love, miskapsis called a chayz eitzel nachash. In the lost in love, all the animals are going to come to the nachash. But omros, ari doreis v'ochel, zev toreif v'ochel, atam mahano yesh lecha. Right, what do you get? You bite somebody, you don't even get benefit from it. Not like any other animals. Lohodil l'rameiz lahem, that they have to be a mata. They can't be independent. They can't do whatever they want. That's the Ber Yosef number one. Number two, so a very important thought in the Margalius Ashas. Margalius Ashas here picks up on the Rashi. Look what the Rashi says on Amar Leb. So what was the Shakalataria? So the Egyptian said to Moshe that, what are you bringing this? And he said, no. You're always supposed to bring vegetables to the vegetable marketplace. So what was that answer? So look at Rashi. Amar Lehem Lamasa Yarka Yarka Shkol. So Rashi to remember. Le'ir Shagadol Sham Yerek Harbei Havei Yerek Shalcha Limkar. Lefisha Viscontsa Shamakol Liknos. Fine. Then Rashi adds, Heim Amru Lo Divrei Leitzonis, V'hu Heshev Lehem Be'inyonam. They said Leitzonis to him, Moshe said Leitzonis back. What's the message of that Rashi? So he quotes here from Harav Shimon Yosef Meller. I don't know. Maybe it's related. Says the Biyot Tzarachim, Adu Lo Ano La Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Yushliach Hashem. Why did Hashem say, Hashem told me to do this? What do you say to them? No, I'm bringing vegetables to the vegetable marketplace. So says this Pirush. You know what we learn? Many times when heretics, when Rishaim, when people are talking to us, you can't answer them with the right logical answer. They're not ready for it. They won't hear it. So therefore, they're going crazy, so just answer them, whatever. Not like they're saying something foolish, so just answer them foolishly and leave. They're not going to listen anyway. Their brains aren't open for them to listen right now. Moshe is going to say, oh, God sent me. Oh, yeah, they're going to listen to that. So they said something, oh, what are you doing? Moshe's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Right, you don't answer them really. It says, Al Yal Al Daitacha, Ki Bidvar Mamitim Unachochim, Tucha Lashanos as Daitam, Ulach Zirim Lamutav. Ela Anelam Ki Vivaltam, Ki Ha His Palsafus, philosophy, Vavi Kuchimi Mahem, Loyo Ilu Mu'uma, Zel Mashilim Alatin or Gemara, Doke Tev Vidavar Vitavin. Understand this. We can apply this in many areas. You can apply this to sometimes, you know, neighbors, children. You're not machlokas with somebody. It's not going to happen. The real answer is not going to bear any fruit in this situation. Right? There's a child having a temper tantrum. Yeah, you try to reason, it's not going to work. Just say no. That's it. Or answer them, ki'ival tam. They say differently, son, so we say differently, son. It's not in a way to make the fire grow bigger, but just in a way to, that's it. There's nothing else to do in some situations. It's similar to what it says in Perkei Avos, right? Al Tanachi Mishas Kaso, right? If somebody's in a mood, if somebody's in a certain state of life, sometimes certain answers aren't going to work for them. So that's what we learned from this Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu did not. Oh, Shliach Hashem. No. Moshe, they said it differently. So Moshe gave them back in Yonam. Okay. Weiter. Let us continue. Says the Mishnah. Ein mivin lo mi beis hazvalim, v'lo mi beis hashlachim. You can't bring the omer from beis hazvalim. What's beis hazvalim? Fields that need fertilizer. Why? Rashi in Ksav Yad is 2 days, because maybe you didn't fertilize it well enough, so it's not going to be superior, or it's just gross. Use a field that had fertilizer on it. V'lo mi beis hashlachim, or a field that needed irrigation, it might not have got enough water. V'lomi besa ilon, or if you bring it from a field that had trees growing in it. So the trees might have taken a lot of the moisture that was needed for the grain, so it might not have grown properly, so you can't bring it from any of these places. But maybe kosher, but the eved, if you did, it's okay. Ketzed oose, how are you supposed to take care of the field that you bring the omer from? Right, I assume they had designated fields. Because it's going to say how they used to work the field exactly for the omer, and that's where, like we learned yesterday, where they put the shomri svichin. They had to have a specific field that they were going to take the omer from in these places. Ketzedu says, no, Rosh Hashanah Rishona. So what do? You plow it the first year. We're getting our agricultural tips from the Gemara. How to best work your field. No, Rosh Hashanah Rishona. U'bishana shniyah zara, kol nofazach shemim yom. So you plow it the first year. You plant it the second year. V'hu oseh soles meruba. And then it's going to give you a bumper crop. It's going to give you great stuff. Ketzad bodei kagizbar. How does the gizbar, now that you did it, you got your grain and you sifted it, how does the gizbar check if it's really ready? Machnas yadu latochan. He puts his hand in it. Ala ba'avak. If when his hand comes out, he has dust on his hand. Psula shina fena. You gotta sift it again. It's not so less, right, that's sifted, so you got to do it again. By the way, if the flour gets wormy, says the Mishnah, then it is pasul for this to use for the omer. So ketzad oseh, narashana rishona, see by lohu. Ask the Gemara, pashtus, an agricultural question. Hechi ka'amar, narashana rishona vishnia, nara vizara, odilma narashana rishona vishnia zara below nara. Because if you look back in the Mishnah, it says you should be Nara Shana Rishona, and then where do you put the comma? So you have to plow it again in the second year before you plant it. Should you do that? Or do you plant it in the first year? Do you have to turn over the earth again the second year or not? It's a question how you read the Mishnah. So Tashma, so the Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Af Chite Karzayim V'Kvar Achim, says Rabbi Yossi, right, even the wheat of Karzayim V'Kvar Achim, Il Mali Smuchos L'Yerushalayim, Hayim Evi'in Mehen, if it wasn't. So let's read it as one way, and we'll see who reads it this way. Were it not for the fact, this is what Tosfos, how Tosfos reads this line, were it not for the fact that they were not close to Yerushalayim, we would bring Omer from them. Because you have to bring the Omer from fields with southern exposures, mudramos, and ones that were let lie fallow and plowed specifically for the Omer. It's like a Lishma type of idea. Shebohen, because in those types of fields, the sun really shines on those fields, umehen chamashokaz, and from those fields the sun sets, meaning it's constantly on those fields with a southern exposure. So Ketanosa, and this is all part of the Brisa, Nara Shana Rishona, Vishnia Choresh Vishone, Vizara called him Pesach Shivim Yom, Kadesha Dehe Smucha Lachama, and you do this within close to Pesach, because then it'll be close. It's already hot enough. The winter has already passed, so it's as long as you do it 70 days, two plus months before Pesach, that'll be good enough. Va'ose Kana Zaras Vishibola Zarsaim. When you do this, it'll give you big long stalks. Zeres, even the length of a zeres, v'shibolas, and other ears of grain, zerasayim, the size of two measurements, zerasayim. This is all till consider the brisa. And then what do? Got the lamatas malachas here, the coats there, and you harvest it, umaamer, and you collect it, you gather it, v'dosh, and you thresh it. Could have a lot of Hilchos Shabbos Yerim today. V'zorin, you winnow it, v'borin, and then you separate it. V'tochin, and then you grind it, umaraki, then you sift it. Maybe eitzel gizbar, v'gizbar machas yadol tochin, and then the gizbar does the test. Imolsova avak, amarlo, chazor, v'nafeh, osa shnia. If he gets dust on it, he says, sift it again. Mishum Rabbi Nassan Amru, gizbar. Rabbi Nassan says, the gizbar sach yadu shemen, he puts a little oil on his hand first, so that the dust would really stick to his hand, if there is any. Achimala kalavka. End of brisa. That was the whole brisa, so we had to do that all at once. So, Bakhtani Mias, what do you see in the brisa? Choresh Vishonis. Says you got to do it again. Says the Gemara, one second. The brisa itself is obviously different than the Mishnah. The brisa says you got to do it twice during the second year, if you looked closely. You have to do it like once, and then right before you put the seeds in. So already the Brisa says, the Mishnah doesn't say Shona, and Brisa, Tani Shona. It says twice in the second year, so how can you even say that there's a Raya from here? So Gemara says, Halokash, that's not a problem. Kan Bavuta, Kan Bashein Avuta. The Mishnah wouldn't argue with that. It could very well be that the Mishnah means to plow it in the second year. Why does it only say only once during the second year? Because it's talking about a field that's not so taken care of. So that's why you got to plow it even again twice in the second year. The Mishnah was about an avutis field, a field that was cultivated, that was worked, and therefore you only have to do it once during the second year, but it's very possible that the Mishnah and the Braisa do agree with each other. It's just talking about different cases. I'm just getting back to one point on Amud Aleph, and that is these fields of the Chite Karzayim Ukfar Achim. So what are those fields? So Tosfos in Dibur Maaskil V'Zara seem to say, the Karanora points this out, Tosfos assumes that these fields are very far from Yerushalayim. And that's why we try to bring from Samuch. And that's why it says, had they been. Il Mali here means, had they been. Smuchos the Yerushalayim. Tosfos says, the Karanora says, Tosfos must have had the Girsa in the Gemara of Il Mali with a Yud. There is a Tosfos in Megillah that says, I did bring it, Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. Whenever the word El Mali comes up in Shas, usually in the Ein Mishpat, it says Ayin Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos there. Usually. Does it say it here? What's the Aleph? The Aleph? No, it doesn't say. There's no, but usually El Mali is quoted, he quotes this in the Ein Mishnah. But Tosfos there says that the difference between El Mali with an Aleph and El Mali with a Yud. Says Tosfos, Kasha, Sheyesh El Mali Sherot El Omar Ilu Lo. Some say, were it not. And some El Mali says, war it. He write war it or war it not. Ve'yishol Mali shevot alomar ilu hayel Mali nadua lachanem shavazai v'chulu. So he says, V'yom Rabbeinu Tam says, Dehecha sheish aleph besof il Mali wrote alomar ilu lo. Ve'hecha deksif il Mali beyud wrote alomar ilu haya. War it or war it not. So based on that Tosfos, the Karanora says, also here, Tosfos here assumes that these cities were far, and therefore he must have Il Mali with a yud. Because El Mole Samuchos, had they been, were they close to Yerushalayim, so then they would have brought the Omer from them, because they weren't close to Yerushalayim. Rashi here seems to say that no, they were very close to Yerushalayim. The problem was that they were not in the sun. They were low down in the valley. Because after all, right, it's within 24 hours of Yom Yerushalayim. Right, look at the first, second Rashi on the Gemara. Il Mali Shein Smokhul Yerushalayim. Harbe Vehein Omdos Bein HaHarim. But instead they're in between. Dechsev Yerushalayim Harim Savivla. So there, it sounds like from Rashi that they're close, they're just stuck in the valleys. So you can't bring that, right? You don't bring it from the Amakim. So Rashi seems to have the Girsa way, meaning were they not? Well, now they're so close. If they were a little further away on a mountain, it would have been fine. So Rashi has the Girsa of El Male with an Aleph. Were it not? Were it not? Or were it? That's an important machlokas. Just Pashas, Rashi, and Tosfos had on the sea in the Gemara. And the Karen Oros Ha'ara, El Male with an Aleph versus El Male with a Yud, based on Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay. So back to the Gemara. We are on the top of Amid Beis. Says the second line. My Habiyallah. So what's the din? What do you mean, what's the din? We just proved that the Mishnah and the Braisa can work with each other. Meaning you have to plan with that second time during the second year. I'm sorry, the second time, during the second year. And you might even have to plan with a second time during the second year if it's a field that's in Avuda. So my Habiyallah. So do we paskin that way? Says the Gemara, Tashma Detanya. Says the Braisa. Near Chetzia, Vizorea Chetzia, near Chetzia, Vizorea Chetzia. You know what you do? Every year, you split your field. Half you work, half you let lie fallow, and the next year you switch, you keep switching it. And Rashi says, so therefore, what is the Raya? What's the Raya? Look at the fifth skinny line in Rashi. V'tivsho mina, debishniya zara below nore. It just says the second year, you just gotta plant. It doesn't say you have to plow it again. It just says, Zorea Chetzia. So that's what Rashi assumes, that this Tashma is against what we said before. Rashi has different deus, but again, what we said before, because it doesn't mention a plowing in the second year. And then Rashi adds, "V'haide ein zara kula." Why don't you just do it the whole thing? Switch off years. Haine lefishein koch b'karko lihi zara kula b'chol shana. It's better for the ground not to be worked every year. The whole karka. It's good for the ground. It gives the ground more strength. Gives the ground more strength. What does it sound like? Does it remind you of anything that we mentioned years ago? Or the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar has a summary. It's really the Rambam. But I just brought the Klei Yakar because he has a summary in Parshas Bahar about all the different shitas about the reasons behind Shemitah. So the most down-to-earth reason, which is quoted by many, and many do not like it, is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says, you know what the story for Shemitah is? In order that your land has time to rest, in order to give it chizik for the following year. Exactly what this Gemara says now. Right? Agricultural advice. The Rambam says, that's the reason for Shemitah. Says Chetishbo Saaretz Kadesha Tosif Tase Kochol Izroa Uladeazu Nata Harav Hamore. And then the Klei Yakar says, Rabim Cholkim Alav. Many are arguing on him. Why? Because Vamrushim Khshasha Hator Lazesh Lo Taklish Adama, Lomis Khaibu Golos Al Shmita Saaretz, Yaotrip Slo Tosif Aret, Tase Kochalahem. We have to throw him out of Eretz Yisrael for not observing Shmitas. You know what you should do? The land just won't be good. They're not following Chazal's advice in agriculture, the Torah's advice in agriculture. So, fine, their punishment will be what's called Onesh Bitsida. Right? They don't do exactly what they're supposed to do, so the land won't produce well. If they go into Galus for that. Right? This also wouldn't be called V'shav Sa'aret, Shabbos Lashem. Should be Shabbos for you. Umah Sha'amar, us Tir Sa'aret, Shab Sosea. Oh, now the land's gonna get its proper due. Right, he says, "Umata viyach pozeshi yiglu bnei Yisrael." Right, the goyim are going to be that nobody's going to be able to benefit from the land. So that can't be the ultimate reason. Again, this is part of the larger issue. Many times, the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim gives reasons for mitzvos that don't seem to be the most hashkafically fulfilling. Many times, you have machlokas, Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam by karbanas, they're connected to avodah zara. Many mitzvos are connected to avodah zara. The Rambam gives, but you have to know, the Rambam wrote Mor Nevuchim for a certain audience, and the Rambam might not argue on other reasons either. And the Rambam is saying it's not that only that reason, but there are other reasons as well. Anyway, so That's the what the Mor Nevuchim says for Shemitah. But the Klei Yakar then quotes many other reasons for Shemitah, as we know, either to remind us about Bria Sa'olam, the land is not really ours, the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like on Shabbos we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too in Shemitah, the Shabbos of the years, we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's remember Bria Sa'olam, or the Klei Yakar himself says, it's all about Bitachon and Emunah. Bitachon and Emunah, that it's unbelievable to imagine what somebody like this would do. We spoke about this a couple weeks ago in Parshas Baharshir. It's just lo yuman, just opening up your bank accounts and letting people take as much as they want. That's what Shemitah is. This was their bank accounts, their farms. And so it's Bitachon, so various reasons, but the first one is exactly what the Gemara says here from the Rambam. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vayter. Ein Mevinas Omer Elamin Asados Hamud Ramo Shemeret Yisrael. The Omer is only brought from southern exposure field in Eretz Yisrael, Shebahen Chama Zorachas, Shebahen Chama Shokas, because the sun is really strongly on those fields. Tanya Miyachi the Bryce also says, Abashal Omer, Omer Hayaba Mi Bikas Beis Makle, the Omer used to come from this place, the Bika in Beis Makle. Kibas Gimel Sa'in Haisa, it came three Sa'ah. Visadam Udremes Haisa, and it was a field with a southern exposure. Uba Chama Zorachas, Mimena Chama Shokas. That's the Brysa. Near Chesia, Vizorah Chesia, Near Chesia, Vizorah Chesia, and that's what they did. They did the field half and half each year, period. Rav Chilkia Bartovi. Havile Karna Da'ara. Rav Chilkia Bartovi had a corner of a field, of land. Near Chesia, Vizorah Chesia, Near Chesia, Vizorah Chesia. And he did it, right, exactly what Chazal told him to do. The Avda al Chachrei, and he made, and he, all of a sudden, it produced double of what it ever used to produce. Umazal luchiti l'svit, that he sold it for unbelievable, superior wheat. So it's a story that shows the Chazal, and what the Torah demands, is correct. Vimisli apsula, if it gets warm, it's possible. Taner abana, and solishisli aruba psula, flour that most of it gets, wormy, gotta throw the whole thing out. Vachitin shisli aruba psulos, and wheat. Before you ground it, it wasn't flour. If it was wheat, then most of them got wormy. Psulas. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, berov chita, o berov sa'ah. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that. What if you have a whole barrel of kernels, and do you have to have every single kernel rotted through? What if you have most kernels rotted through, but some of them are not even touched, some of them are perfect? What about that case? Teku. Unanswered. And now we know, gotta wait till Eliyahu to know if he's gonna be Eid Echad, or he's gonna be more than Eid Echad, as we said before. Boy, Rava, Hikdishan, Moshe, Yok Alem Shem Balmum. Fascinating question. We know there's an Isser de Oraisa to be Makdash Balmum. Not only that, there's an Isser de Oraisa, there are five Isser de Oraisas. Right, the Rambam lists these off. There's an Isser of being Makdash Balmum. There's an Isser of Shechting a Balmum. There's an Isser of doing the Zrikas Adam of a Balmum. There's an Isser of being Makdash Imurim of a Balmum. Right? All these Isser related to Balmum. But that's by a Balmum of an animal. What happens if I am Maktir or Makdash wormy flour? Is that also in the world of Balmum? Therefore I would get Malkus? Mishum Balmum. Maushi Yokale Mishum Balmum. Mishum Dikiban the Pasal Kabalmum Dami. Do I say it's Pasal? So it's like a Balmum. O Dilma ain't Balmum Elba Behema. Or do I say no? Balmum is only you can't use this as Pasal, but it's not in the world of Balmum. Teku, so no answer given. Tsan Hasam, similar. Yeah?
Does the Hektish
work? For the Hektish, yeah. You'd be loket for the Hakdasha. Okay? So you stop me, so I have to say it now. And so the question all the Achronim ask is this a lav sheish b'maisa? Why do you get Malkus for that? That's what you were going to ask, correct? Thank you. After a couple of years, you know, it's going to start to read people's minds. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Pehei, Ra'isi HaRambam HaMakdish Balmum loket. So ask the Chinuch, why do you get Malkus? V'ula ya'aseyu kememir. Maybe it's like the Isser of Temura. Temura trying to switch your animal. We spoke about that a couple days ago. And you try to switch the Kedusha. So what happens at the end? They're both Kadosh and you get Malkus. Shezev is their Hektishu. Right, so he says it must be like just like Mamir gives it a status. And therefore you get Malkus for that. So do this. A Balmum, you try to give it a status. Ve'ilov nishma v'toran avakesh mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu. That's what he quotes about the Rambam. He says he's a Malach Hashem. I'm not sure what his reason is, but that's the Chinuch. But all the Achronim try to get into the act, the Menchas Chinuch, and others, the Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, what exactly is a svarim? Because if you look in the Rambam, the problem is that the... You have time for this right now? You know what? Maybe I'll wait with this, because we still have to go. Maybe I'll start tomorrow with the stipler. What's the svara for why you would get malchus for this? And is there a distinction that you can make between hakdashas balmum and tamura, maimer? Seems to be a difference, even though they both get malchus. Okay, so remind me. We'll start with that tomorrow. So, Adishamasha Yilka, so do you get malchus? Teku. So what is the Rambam Paskin, by the way? Teku? The Rambam says, it's a suffix, you get malchus mardus. That's also a big discussion in the Achronim. Every time there's a Sari Daraisa, do you get Malchus Mardus? Right, so that's what the Rambam Paskin's here in Hilchas Yisrael Mizbeach. Tan Hasam. Next, the Mishnah says, Kol H and Imsa Botalaz, Pazal Gabe Mizbeach, you can't use any wormy wood for the Mizbeach. Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu El Alach, that's only if it's moist, because it's hard to clean it. Avol Yavish Gorav Kosher. If you have a dry piece of wood that you see a worm, so just scrape out that area. And it's kosher. Same thing. What if you're makdish it? If you're makdish a piece of wood that's wormy, do you get malchus for balmum? Kiva the pasul kabalmum dami. Odilma in balmum el bebehema. Teku. That's the shayla. Ask the Rishonim. Tosfos is here. The Shidukubetz is here. Isn't it the same exact question? What if you have the same question for? By wood, by menachis. So if you look in the Radvaz in Hilchos Yisurim is back goes through each one. In Tinsalomar, you might have thought that wood is, oh, no isser, because that's mamish. What's wood? It's not even part of the carbon. But maybe a mincha is. And even if you're going to say mincha, he goes through every step of the way, that you would have, even if you would have thought one is not, the other one is a little closer to being a carbon, so that's why you might have thought that. So the Radvaz, you're going to look it up in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, goes through each step of the Gemara. Viter. So we spoke about where the flour comes from. So now we're going to talk about where does the oil come from that's used in a mincha and is used elsewhere. Takoa alfa l'shemen. Takoa is alfa is the best place where they bring oil from. Abishal omer shniel regev shebevar yardin. Regev is the next place. Kol haratzos ekshera is only kama mevian. All lands are kosher, but they brought it from here. Do you get any sense from these three lines about Eber Yardin being part of Eretz Yisrael or not? What we mentioned 2 days ago. Unclear. Same thing, you can't bring oil from olives that grew in the Beis HaZvalim, or the Beis HaShlachim, or if you have oil that grew between these fields, also no good. Vimhevi kasher, but the evidence, okay. Amevian anpaktone, we'll see what that is in the Gemara. Vimhevi kasher, amevian minagar garim shenashu b'mayim, you can't bring from olives that were soaked in water, v'lomen akvashim, and not by pickled olives, v'lomen ashlukim, or olives that were soaked, a lot, and cooked even, v'mevi pasol. So those last items are pasol. Period. In the Biri Hadaf, Biri Chasidus. It quotes Takoa Alpha L'Shemen. Takoa, right? Takoa Tkiyah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning. Alpha is the beginning of L'Shemen, L'Shemen Tachanaka. It's the beginning of the Chasima, the beginning of the Din, and then the end of the ultimate Chasima Sadin is Chanaka. Zos Chanaka. Right? Even though we always say Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, but the ultimate Chasima is Chanaka. So Takoa Alpha L'Shemen. It's the Alpha, it's the first step to Shemen until we get to Chanaka. Okay. The Gemara. Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa. Vayigam Hashem Yishachachama. Yoav wanted to convince David HaMelech of what he's supposed to do with Avshalom. So he sent it to Tekoa, and he got a wise woman from there. Maisha Tekoa. Why did he send it to Tekoa? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mitoch Sheregilin B'Shemen Zayis Chachma M'tzuyah Bahen. Because the oil that oil, Shemen is a remez and is a simen of Chachma, and that's why the Isha Chachama came from there. Tana Rabbanon, Vitova Shemen Raglo, Zechelko Shel Asher, Shemoshech Shemen Kamayan. Right, he dipped, right, the bracha of Asher, that he'll have so much oil, he'll dip his feet in oil. Right, that's, he'll be Moshech, it'll be like a Mayan. Amru, story. Pamachaz etzuchu lehen ashi lutkia b'shemen, the people of lutkia needed oil. Minu lehen pul mustus echad. They pointed a shliach, Rashi quotes, he was a non-Jewish shliach, to go bring them the oil. Amru lo lech ba'veilonu shemen b'mea riba. Bring us tons and tons of oil. Tons. Mea riba is a huge amount of oil. Halach li yushalayim, amru lo lech litzur. Halach litzur, amru lo lech lugush chalaf. Halach lugush chalaf, amru lo lech. So Ploni, go to Ploni, the Shema Gebetis adds in, right, and this Ploni must have been somewhere in Asher. Right, he went to Ploni's house, he wasn't there, his wife sent him to the field. And he saw there was a guy who was digging ditches underneath his olive trees. You have a lot of oil for me? Wait till I finish my work. Thinks it's somewhat strange, somebody who would have so much oil would be doing his own work. Okay. He stopped. After he finished, the guy threw his tools holder over his back. And as he was walking off the field, he kept picking up the rocks to clear the field. He says again, you have the oil for me? I think the Jews are playing games with me. This guy works for himself. This guy doesn't have tons of oil. He thinks he's a liar. Kivish Yeliro, once he comes back to a city, Hotzialo, Shifchaso, Kum Shalchamin. Once he gets back to a city, his servant gives him a cup of hot water. Virachas Bayadabraglov, he washes his hands, all of a sudden he starts acting rich. Hosialo Sefel Shalzov, Molaya Shemen, they bring him out a cup of oil. A golden cup of oil, v'tovel b'yad v'raglav, he dips his hands and feet in it. L'kayim ha'shenemar, v'tovel b'shemen raglo. The rich will even put their feet into oil. L'achashach l'vishasu, after they ate and drank, madalo shemen v'yaribo, he gave him all the oil that he needed. Amarlo klomat tatsarach li'oser, you need any more? Amarlo hein, elish ein li'damim, sure, but I don't have any money to pay for it. Amarlo matar rotsa li'kach, you know what, take it. V'yanelechem chavet odamav. Take it, and I'll go back with you. I'm not working tomorrow, so I'll travel back with you. Matalo shemen b'shmona esaribo. So he gave him a huge amount of oil. Amru lo hiniach oso ish lo sus lo per lo gama lo chamar. But Eretz Yisrael shalos charo. He did not leave one animal in Israel that he did not rent out to help him carry back all of the oil to Lutkia. But he was so much oil. Kivit shigia le'ira, once he gets there. Yatsu anshi ira l'kalso, they go out to praise him. Amar lahem lo li kalsuni. Don't praise me, El Elazesh, Sheba imi, Shemadali Shemeb Me'aribo. You have this great guy that's with me. Vari no Shabib Shmona Asaribo. And he also, I owe him more money. Lakayam Ashenemar, this is all to teach us. Yesh Mis Asher Ve'ein Kol. There are some that act rich and they have nothing. Mis Roshesh Vahon Rav. And there are those that act poor from the word rush. And Vahon Rav, and inside they have plenty. Right? We're not supposed to like Al Tirguzu Baderach, right? But the other pasuk in by the brothers where Yaakov Avinu says, "Don't pretend like you have all the food in the world when you don't have food." We're not supposed to put on a show for the world around us. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow we will start with that stipler on the Balmum, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about Chanukah also. Oh, just one more line. The Ran says in Shabbos. That's why did the Hanukkah have to be 8 days? Because it took them 4 days to get to Tekoa and 4 days to get back from Tekoa. And that's where the Shemen had to come from. And that's why it had to be 8 days. That's one of the 500 answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, because that's what that's where it happened to be. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Everybody, the Parsha Shir is up. And there is a minog, those of you who probably get five emails about it today, about the Erev of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to say the Tefillah of the Shlach Kadosh, but Chinuch HaBanim. We should all be zochet to have hatzlacha and nachas from our children.